This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Amanda Brandenburg. She's an IPC navigator for the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you, Rick.
Amanda, today we're going to be talking about the open enrollment of Get Covered Illinois health care coverage. And the enrollment period is ending February 15th, which is very soon after the airing of this program. And as we start off, let's talk just a little bit in general about, who does the open enrollment apply to and any deadlines and so forth.
Well, really, it applies to everybody. In 2014, they did pass the Affordable Health Care Law that mandated everybody to have health coverage. So whether you're looking to get covered for the first time or choosing a new plan, now is the time to act. The February 15th enrollment deadline is quickly approaching. We have so far enrolled more than 800,000 Illinois residents this year, and most of them have received government help to help pay for coverage, over 80%. So it's really important to get covered. That way you don't face the penalties. They could actually range more than $325 per adult, depending on your income. So it's really important to get enrolled before February 15th, before the enrollment period closes.
Now, there is something called a special enrollment period, and how is that different from this February 15th deadline?
Yeah, the special enrollments cover most any kind of life event or change you wouldn't expect to have. So a change in jobs, a change in income, your family size, if you were to have a child or get married, certain exemptions like that apply. So you would not be held to the open enrollment period. You can apply 30 days before or 30 days after that event occurs.
You have coming up, and probably not yourself, but navigators have several affordable health care enrollment events coming up starting next week. And you said you have several. And if you'd like to list the locations and times like that for the listener to find out where they're at, go right ahead.
We have several events scheduled for the closing of the open enrollment period just because we do want to get the word out and we want to be available to anybody who may need assistance. So starting February 13th, we will have an assister at the Mount Olive Public School. They'll be seeing consumers in the library from 10 to 2. On the 14th, we have several other events, one at the Jacksonville Area Center for Independent Living from 10 to 2, and then again on the 14th at the Thomas H. Boyd Memorial Hospital in Carrollton from 11 to 3, and we'll also be at the Staunton Public Library from 10 to 2. And then, of course, on the last day of enrollment, February 15th, we'll be at the St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield, Illinois from 10 to 2, the Jacksonville Area Center for Independent Living from 10 to 2, and at the Carlinville Public Library from 1 to 4.
If one plans on attending one of these events, what do they need to bring? Help them or at least get, caught up on what they need to do. What do they need to bring?
Well, it's important, Rick, that if they've enrolled before or previously had coverage or even tried to access the website, that they bring their username and password. If they don't have that information, it is very time-consuming to get their accounts unlocked. Also, we'll need them to bring a driver's license or a state ID to prove their identity. We'll also need the full names, date of birth, social security numbers, and the past 30 days proof of income for anybody in the tax filing household.
When they come to one of these events, what can they expect? How do you counselors help them, or what can you walk them through that maybe was hard for them if they tried or they haven't even given it a try yet? What can you do?
Quite a few of our consumers, they do have difficulty estimating their income for the year ahead. So it's easier to speak with somebody that has a little bit more experience to walk them through that process and calculating the income. Also, sometimes just the application process in general can be overwhelming, as well as there's a lot of residents in Macoupin County that don't have access to the internet or a computer, so that's that's another reason why we are available to assist people.
And finally, I guess the important thing is, are appointments necessary, or what does one do if they'd like to come to one of the events you mentioned earlier?
We prefer to have appointments just so there isn't a long line. Sometimes applications, they can take anywhere between 20 minutes to an hour or more. So we would prefer to have appointments in line just to keep down on everybody waiting. So they can call 217-839-4142. That's my direct line here at the Maple Street Clinic. And I will be able to schedule them at any of the events or put them in touch with any of the counselors in the seven counties that we do cover.
And if they did miss the phone number that you just gave as far as making an appointment, or they'd like more information, I guess in general you could contact Amanda Brandenburg at the Maple Street Clinic?
Yes. My number is 217-851-4142.
Amanda, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.